WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
Taking matters into their own hands, I'm Jeremy Scott. While school districts around Ohio continue to await the fate of House Bill 99, the bill that would allow teachers and staff to carry guns on school campuses, the Riverview Local School District may be beefing up its security in a different way as Governor Mike DeWine has to weigh whether or not to sign House Bill 99. Superintendent Chuck Rinkus says thanks to some leftover American Rescue Plan Act funds, the district is in talks with the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office about the possibility of employing a full-time school resource officer. The timing is right, Rinkus adds, with the consolidation of the district set to take place starting in the 2023 school year.
We've not had an SRO on our campuses in a long time. And when we combine and get our footprint down to 3 schools, it makes a lot more sense.
He explains the sheer volume of buildings the district has had has almost made an SRO a moot point just because of all the buildings that the SRO would have to tend to with 5. The SRO would actually take the post for the 2022 school year with funding available to employ the person for 2 years. The Board of Education will have to vote on whether or not the SRO is approved. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, 3 accidents to report from yesterday. Ann Ferguson of Walhunding reported a non-injury accident in the 300 block of Main Street in Coshocton. Deputies responded to a motor vehicle accident without injury near Main Street and 5th. Gary DeMoss of Coshocton was arrested for OVI and for failure to control. A juvenile was traveling on County Road 429 near the intersection of County Road 271 when she ran off the right side of the road and came to rest in a ditch. Complaint: the Sheriff's Office responded to the area of County Road 193 and State Route 621 in Keene Township in reference to a cargo trailer in the middle of the roadway. Upon investigation, it was found the trailer was stolen from a nearby location. A tall grass and weed notice was issued in the 500 block of Northview. A junk notice was issued in the 500 block of Northview. A tall grass and weed notice issued in the 500 block of Northview yet again. A junk notice issued in the 800 block of Coe Avenue. Deputies responded to a disabled vehicle near State Route 16 and 83 South. James Stolarski was cited for DUS. A Coshocton woman reported a theft in the 700 block of Magnolia Street, and David Ayes of Coshocton reported a juvenile was bitten by a dog in the 800 block of Locust Street. There are more than 11,000 outages in the state this morning following severe storms yesterday. More than 3,000 of those outages are in Hocking, Athens, and Vinton counties, one of several areas of the state where tornado warnings were issued yesterday afternoon. Hocking County Emergency Management Agency Director Boz Salazzoni says there are still lots of trees down.
It's a challenge. It's a severe challenge out there trying to open up roads so that we can get people in and out safely.
The National Weather Service will be conducting surveys in several areas of Ohio to determine if indeed there were more tornadoes besides the one confirmed in Tip City, north of Dayton. The U.S. is a step closer to having an additional COVID vaccine option, along with Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J. The FDA advisory panel voted Tuesday to approve the Novavax vaccine, which is already approved in Australia, Canada, and parts of Europe. Next, the full FDA must approve it, but that decision is not expected to come immediately as it finishes looking through the data. From toilet paper to yogurt to corn chips, manufacturers are quietly shrinking package sizes without lowering prices. This is a practice known as shrinkflation, and it's accelerating not just in the U.S., but in the U.S., a small box of Kleenex, for example, now has 60 tissues. A few months ago, it had 65. This phenomenon is not new, but it proliferates in times of high inflation as companies grapple with rising costs for ingredients, packaging, labor, and transportation. A couple of notes to pass along from the Coshocton County Sheriff's, Coshocton County Engineer's Office. County Road 10 in White Eyes Township will be closed until 4 p.m. today for a culvert replacement. This is between County Road 171 and White Eyes Township Road 178. Again, County Road 10 will reopen at 4, weather permitting. And County Road 14 and 489 in Washington Township will be closed from noon until 8 p.m. as crews pave the road. This is from County Road 436 to the Muskingum County line. County Road 14 and 489 will reopen at 8 tonight. Again, that's weather permitting. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, 62 degrees currently in Coshocton. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. We will be together until 11 o'clock this morning, and we expect that we will have at least some open phone lines during hour number two. We may or may not have guests for the second hour. So, we have open phone lines, not quite sure for how long, but we expect that we will have some. We have guests all the first hour, the Cardinal Chorale getting ready to go on a tour, and they'll be joining us at about 9:30 this morning here to kick off our program today, and Cornell from the Pomerene Center for the Arts, and also Pomerene Center board member Mickey Galita. And good morning, Ann, Mickey. Thank you both for being here today.
Hey, Mike.
Well, you had to call off Wizard of Oz yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, we were out all day with our workshops, and then
you were able to pull those off.
Yes.
It was a beautiful day up until when the rain came.
Yeah, and then, you know, like storms do, it came pretty quickly. So, and that it's an antique with the puppets and the backdrops, the scenery are done in the 60s. Those are antiques now, mm-hmm. you know. They just wouldn't, you just can't get them wet.
Yeah.
So luckily we have Stevens Puppets is coming back next week for another set of workshops during the day as part of our collaborative with the museum and the library mm-hmm. and Clary Gardens and Roscoe. Mm-hmm. During the day there are workshops, and those were so fun, like getting to pull the little strings and then in the evening, they will perform Wizard of Oz.
Try it again next week. If you're disappointed about yesterday, they're coming back next week, and workshops as well. Well, Ann, what's on our agenda today?
We're talking about our Summer Street Dance Series. We have last week with Willie Nelson Mandela was so fun, a great success. And we're going to welcome Yum Bombay, a Latin jazz group, this week. So, we're here to talk about that and about Mickey's going to talk a little bit about what she's heard about last week and we're going to talk a little bit about her, evolution in appreciation of the art park space.
Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning, Mike.
How long have you been a part of the board?
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
The newly created board for the Pomerene Center is, I'm just recently on that board. We're kind of reinventing ourselves, you know, without the building. We're trying to make a name for ourselves again in the community. Everybody has great memories of the building and the things that went on there. And we would like the community to realize that the art park is still a wonderful asset for the community. Ann and I have talked over the years that the art park doesn't look the way I thought it was going to look. I thought benches, flowers, trees, you know, traditional, because I'm very traditional. But I have come to really appreciate the art park, and that happened pretty much recently at the Dogwood Festival. I was kind of the host for the Dogwood Festival and the choirs and bands from Newcomerstown, Ridgewood, Riverview, Coshocton came and performed at the art park. Now, traditionally, they performed at the gazebo on the court square. And so I was a little concerned about that. I thought, well, people aren't even going to be able to find us. But they did. And the performances were magnificent. I had no idea how the acoustics would be with that brick wall behind them singing and dancing and playing their instruments. And it was amazing, the sound that filled the park.
It works well.
Yes, it works very well. And the performers were wonderful. The directors all came and had their choirs. And it was a wonderful opportunity to lift up the arts in the schools, that music and performance is for the schools as well. So I have a new appreciation for the art park, and I've watched this summer the dancing was very well received, and the fact that we have someone teaching the dance an hour before the performance of the band allows people to come who maybe aren't dancers but have a chance to learn the steps and be part of the evening. And friends of mine attended and said they had a wonderful evening. It was great, and the dancing was good there. And I, you know, I'm in my head, I'm thinking, okay, where did they dance? Well, they danced in the art park, and it was a great time. So I'm excited about the things that are going on there. I think Ann and Sarah do a great job in planning for cooperative things in the community to provide experiences, especially for our children. I think our education component is really strong, and I'm really excited about it. So we're reinventing the Pomerene Center for the Arts without the building.
Reinventing the Pomerene Center, no longer that building on Mulberry Street. So the primary connection, or how the public sees the Pomerene Center, will be there at the art park.
Absolutely.
And, you mentioned it wasn't maybe how you envisioned it at first, but with what the art park has done over the last few years, what is your vision now moving forward with the potential of the art park?
I think the art park can become a destination space for Coshocton for the things that are going on there, not only in entertainment, but in education. The things that go on there for the children, especially during the day, and then in the evening, it opens up for adults and families. And I just hope people will be aware and stay open to the possibilities there, because I think they're pretty great at this moment, and the art park is growing on me.
Is there anything that that you and the board or Anne can share about maybe some of the ideas that are floating around right now of the immediate future for the art park?
So we have a big project that looks like targeted for next spring that we're collaborating, and it's just we have not heard about our final funding because of the state. You know, the state has to pass its budget before we can really talk about the grant. But our grant scored high for this project, and it's called Calling Hours. And we're working with a group from Ohio State University that did a whole research project around plants, power plants closing. So there's going to be a big, like, on-the-wall, full-size projection piece that we're really excited about working on. So that's the big, besides our programming this summer, which will include some projection on the wall as well. Once the James Webb telescope starts sending back imagery, we'll do some nights out there. So, with our dance series, our education series this summer.
We're also hoping down the road to have an artist in residence. An artist who would come to the community and be here to share their work as well as their expertise in classes and things. So I really appreciate Anne's ability to connect us to the grants that can help us fund things like that. But an artist in residence would be wonderful. And so we're looking at spaces and things, and it's kind of exciting.
Mickey, what else would before we call our next guest? What else would you like to share with us about the art park or the Pomerene Center or upcoming events?
I just am excited about the future for the Pomerene Center for the Arts, and I'm thankful for those people who have supported us through this transition and will continue to. I think every time someone comes to the art park for one of the events, they get a new appreciation of the space. And I think it's to be celebrated, and I hope that everybody will just come and be part of whatever's going on there. And the puppet show next Wednesday is pretty much the next thing coming up at the art. No?
Oh, no, we have a dance on Saturday.
Dance on Saturday.
Yumbumbay.
We are going to talk to the folks from Yumbumbay here in just a moment. You go for the colorful names for the band names, Anne. But
I didn't name the band.
We'll be back right after these words.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. As you well know, country property is in great demand. Recreational land is always in short supply and tends to sell quickly. I have a long list of good, cash, and bank-qualified buyers actively seeking land. If you are considering selling your property, just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. If you're looking for a perfectly grilled steak, you have to start with the best. Treat your friends and family to the healthiest and freshest cut meats in town. We pride ourselves on quality. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 economy meat bundles, $19.95 to $179.95. The place orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. We're having a monthly drawing of a $100 gift card to the store. No purchase necessary. Stop in and put your name in the can by the register. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, it's warming up, and keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at their new location, 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower 70s for tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 70s. Chance of rain is 20%. Currently it is 62 degrees in Coshocton. We have a guest we'll be speaking to here in just a moment. Something else you wanted to share before we get to our guest, Ann?
Just a little introduction. So last week when Willie Nelson Mandela played in the Art Park, people were saying, oh my gosh, this band is so good. And Willie Nelson Mandela was saying, oh, Yum Bombay is coming next week. They said, oh, you know, this, almost with a reverence for the quality of this band. So, yeah, that's my, you're on with Eric.
Okay, well, Willie Nelson Mandela here last weekend. Yum Bombay is coming this Saturday. The performance scheduled to start at 7:30 at the Art Park. And if you're curious, that is spelled Y-U-M-B-A-M-B-E. And we have Eric Payton from Yum Bombay on the phone. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Very good, Eric. Thank you for being with us today. Tell us about your band, Yum Bombay, how long you've been together, what you play, et cetera.
Sure. So we're a salsa band originally made up of jazz musicians who wanted to play Latin music. It's full of horns, vocalists, and a rhythm section, which includes African-influenced percussion and Afro-Cuban-influenced percussion. We started back in 1991 with our first concert, and it's been a great time ever since.
Well, that is a very specialized type of music. Not a lot of bands that you'll find that play that type of music. And you and the folks from Willie Nelson Mandela know each other, huh?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've shared a lot of projects we've done together, and some of our members are students of members from the other groups. And it's nice that in Columbus, when someone has a new idea, like Mark Henderson, Joe Hunter, Roger Hines, Dean Congen, some of the original members of Yum Bombay said, hey, we want to do this. They reach out and collaborate with musicians from other bands to make it happen. And we really love the musicians and Willie Nelson Mandela. And we're inspired by all these different rhythms that we get to play from Cuba and the Dominican Republic, from Puerto Rico and Colombia. And that influences the music that we play in Columbus, Ohio.
What attracted you? How many members are there in the band?
So we usually go from 9 to 12. Sometimes we have even larger groups for larger festivals. We played at the very first festival, Latino. It was a small festival, one food truck, and three groups. And it turns out that the headliners weren't able to have a transportation issue. they weren't able to make a performance, so they asked us to play some more, and we've had a great time ever since.
Do you or any members of the band, do you have a Latin background, or if not, what attracted you? What attracted you to that type of music?
You know, I think the music of mambo and cha-cha-cha and salsa, which is kind of an umbrella word that includes for many merengue, bachata, cumbia, references the cultural traditions from Colombia and from Venezuela and Puerto Rico and Cuba. And over the years, we've had members from many of those countries as part of the group. And on Saturday, Francisco Rojas is our conga player, and he's from Venezuela. And we'll also have Daryl Rosa, who is originally from Puerto Rico. And so they'll be part of our group. We're really inspired by there's something about those rhythms that just makes us want to dance. And for us as musicians, we love to play for dancers. Personally, I'd much rather play for dancers than in a concert hall. And that's what I like about the art park that the Pomerene Center helped create in downtown Coshocton, is it's a place for everyone to gather. There's room to dance, there's room for people to sit down, there's room for people to wander and explore the art that's in the park.
Have you played in Coshocton before?
I have. Yumbambe, we've played a while ago in the gazebo right on the right on the square. And then I've played out there with my Japanese drumming and my drums from around the world workshop that I did. And I think if she's still on the line, I think she can confirm that was the activity that we did, and that was in the art park shortly after it opened.
Where all do you been together for a long time now? Where all do you perform? Just Ohio, or do you go outside the borders of the state or maybe the country?
You know, most of our performances have been right here in Ohio. We've played for Festival Latino, as I said. Over the years, we just played at the Columbus Commons, which is an outdoor venue where the Columbus Symphony's Picnic with the Pops now plays. One of our former members, Luis Biava, is actually a principal cellist in the symphony, and he is now musical director for the New Albany Symphony. He's the conductor there. We've also played for the Jazz and Ritz Festival. We've headlined Red, White, and Boom, which is at one point was the number one, the largest one-day family-oriented fireworks and music festival for our July 4th celebration. And so most of our performances have been right here in Ohio, and we love to travel up to Cleveland and to the Northwest and also to universities to perform, and it's been a wonderful experience over the years.
Eric, where does the name Yumbambe come from? What does that mean?
Yumbambe comes from our favorite song. I think Joe Loco is one of the composers. We heard it originally on a Poncho Sanchez recording, and it's also on Alegre All-Stars, Charlie Palmieri recording. And it's just such a wonderful groove, a wonderful melody. And so when we were looking for a name for our song, we decided that would be our song. I would ask my Cuban and Puerto Rican friends what it meant, and it was hard to get an answer. We think that it comes from originally an African linguistic word, and it kind of means it's a word of celebration, you might say, at the end of a celebration.
Eric, appreciate you spending some time with us today. What else would you like to share with us about your band or what we can expect to see and hear on Saturday night at the Art Park?
Please come and see us. There's a song that we often play called La Luna y el Pescador. That is the moon and the fisherman. And Luis Biava's uncle in Colombia had this arrangement. And so they gifted us the arrangement. We'll most likely play it for you that night. And we also feature a lot of the percussion of the Afro-Cuban, Afro-Caribbean ensemble. And so the timbales are an instrument made famous by Tito Puente, and we'll play one of his songs, which is called Ron Con Con. and it features all the percussionists, the bongo, also the congas, and the timbales. And please come out and dance. Please come out and enjoy. Tap your foot, dance on your feet, dance on your feet, and enjoy salsa with Yumbamba Salsa this Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Art Park right on the square in downtown Coshocton.
Eric, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. We will look forward to you and your band at Yumbamba this Saturday. 9:25 is the time, and we'll take a quick break and be back right after these words.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Jamie Rice. At Jeff Drennan Ford, we have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. Stop in and see me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Now is the time to stop into Coshocton Furniture for big savings. Just like you hear Queen on the radio, Bill at Coshocton Furniture says his remaining Queen mattress and box spring sets have to go. With an original price of $999, you can now get a Queen mattress and box spring set for only $350. They have three recliners left with an original price of $1,199 and are now only $399. They have one couch left in stock with a great price of $499. If you live in town, they will deliver free. Deals are being made, so now is the time to stop into Coshocton Furniture, 341 Main Street, across from the courthouse. At MVHC, their team of providers make healthcare easy by offering adult, women's, pediatric, podiatry, dental, addiction, and behavioral health services all under one roof in Coshocton. MVHC accepts everyone regardless of insurance, residency, or the ability to pay. To experience the MVHC difference, call or text them today at 740-891-9000.
For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space. 9:27 is the time, and we have some guests from the Cardinal Corral that will be joining us here very shortly, but we have another guest from the Pomerene Center to speak with this morning, and it is Carol Hampton, and she is promoting recreational dance in the community and an opportunity to do that this Saturday evening at the Art Park, and I've been told that the concert will begin at 7 rather than 7:30 at the Art Park, and I want to and we'll make sure that you get together with Eric on that. But we have Carol. We've got Carol Hampton on the phone. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Carol, share with us a little bit about recreational dance and the importance of dancing in the community.
Well, I think it's a really great idea that Ann had, and to have the venue of being outdoors with bands, and also the idea of having lessons ahead of the dance is a great way of introducing people to different types of dance. I believe Coshocton has a lot of local talent, and I think it's a real treat to be able to have a professional dance instructor teach us some lessons and get other people excited about what dancing is. I think it's really nice not to have to drive an hour or so, which is usually what we have to do to go to dances or to get lessons. And so, you know, we're giving the opportunity for people to come locally and see what it's all about.
So, Carol, what is your role with the Pomerene Center and the Street Dance Series?
I think, you know, just kind of helping to spread the word. My association with the dance instructor, you know, bringing him into the picture, Tim Cohen, and just being a support in any way that I can. I have a lot of friends that are dancers, and, you know, that's one thing about the dance community. It's a group and team effort, and we just want to see people out enjoying themselves.
And so you're going to be at the concert this Saturday then?
Absolutely.
And
I got my dance shoes.
Okay. Are you a salsa dancer?
I am, yes.
And have you been doing that for a long time then?
I would say probably for about 4 years. I was introduced to salsa and loved it. It's actually how I met the dance instructor. I was referred to him. I reached out to him about teaching me some salsa, and he was like, sure. You know, I was a little nervous meeting a strange person, but, you know, it worked out well. We clicked, and here I am 4 years later, just loving it.
Are there a lot of people, and forgive me if I'm making a false assumption, but are there a lot of people around here that have a familiarity with salsa music and dancing?
Yeah, I'm not real sure in regards to that. I know we do have a community that loves the Latin dance. How big it is, I'm not real sure, but I think, you know, that's the great part of all of this is that, you know, we were bringing it out to reach more people so that they can see what fun it is. The music is very happy. It's catchy. It's just a nice way to forget about daily problems and socialize with other people.
Do you anticipate that there will be some steps maybe that beginners can pick up on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Tim will start out with basics to introduce people that have never done salsa, but also, you know, we'll throw some steps in there that some of us that have done it for a little while will be able to learn something as well. And then, you know, the great thing of being able to apply what he just showed us to basically the dance floor with the band.
Well, what else would you like to share with us? We don't have a lot of time. What else would you like to share with us either about Saturday's concert or your role with the street dance series with through the Pomerene Center, Carol?
Well, I think I just want to say I think Ann just works tirelessly for the community and trying to expand the artistic culture. We do have an amazing amount of talent and people, and she helps bring all of that out to our community. I think dance is just another avenue to do that. I know there is a nice dance community. It's just a lot of it is for younger people, and so it's nice to be able to open it up and get the adults out. You know, I've been involved with different dance instruction and stuff, and I think this is just taking it to another level, and hopefully it'll just keep growing from there, and we'll do this again.
Well, we look forward to seeing you and Yum Bombay and a big crowd at Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, the beginning of the concert at the Pomerene Center's Art Park. Carol, thank you for being with us today. And Ann, what would you like to add to that?
So Tim Cohen is out teaching at 6 p.m., so an hour before the concert starts, there's a dance, we call it a crash course, and it's in salsa this time. The East Coast Swing was totally fun last week. Tim was just great on the street dance, it was, you know, in the art park on the street, dancing and teaching dance. And then he joined in and danced with different people during the program, the performance itself. So, yeah. And Carol, there is a wanted to remind me to tell you that tonight at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites, there is a dance that a local group is putting together. So if you want to get out and dance tonight, seven. Thank you, Mickey. I'm time challenged anyway, as it's probably apparent. Yes, there's that opportunity, and it's just a pleasure to work with Carol and Tim and the bands coming in and our board that includes Shelley McCarty and Josie Sellers and Amy Casey and Mickey currently. So we're working hard with my sidekick, Sarah Murray, to bring things to the community.
And Mickey, Ann gestured to you when I was asking the question about are there many salsa dancers around here in Coshocton. Are you a? I know you're a dancer, but are you a salsa dancer?
Yes, sir. I am. Well, and I think our community's blessed for probably the last 4 or 5 years. There have been ballroom dance classes. The Walters and Custers have led those at different churches and different places throughout the community. And they've created a group of people who love to dance and know the different dances. And out of that group has come this group that goes every Thursday dancing somewhere. And so I think we have a wonderful, another art that we're lifting up in the community, which is dancing. And so we'll celebrate that Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, Mickey, thank you both for being with us today. Carol, what would you, Anne, what would you like to wrap up with today?
This series is thanks to the O'Shea Fund at the Coshocton Foundation. Kathleen O'Shea was a great lover of dance, and this fund was created in the honor of that. So we feel great honoring her and her love of dance, and grateful for the support.
All right. Thank you for being with us. That's Ann Cornell from the Pomerene Center for the Arts, and also Pomerene Center board member Mickey Galita. It is 9:36, and we have some guests from the Cardinal Chorale that will be joining us right after these words.
A ring that goes straight to her heart. That's what an engagement ring should be. Simply, overwhelmingly beautiful. The G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers Bridal Collection is romantic and uncompromising in quality. Many are our own exclusive designs. The styles are fresh and exciting, but to appreciate the difference in the G.A. Fisher Bridal Collection, you have to see it. Come, let us show you a beautiful ring that we promise will go straight to her heart. G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
Summer barbecues in the backyard, game nights, first holiday party. It all happens at home. And we want to help you realize your dream of home ownership. We are the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. And if you're ready to buy a home, we may be able to help. Visit myohiohome.org for more information on down payment assistance, lower interest rates, and more. OFA makes purchasing a home more affordable. Visit myohiohome.org. Home ownership. Make it a part of your future.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy inherited properties, vacant homes, rentals, commercial properties, and apartment buildings. Give us a call today and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Programs to promote research and education. In this best of Voice of Soy, brought to you by Ohio Soybean Farmers and their checkoff dollars, Tom Fontana, Director of Programs and Development for the Ohio Soybean Council Foundation, says one of the most important investments they make is in their scholarship program.
It has grown over the years. For the last 3 or 4 years, I would say at least, we have given away $44,000 worth of scholarships each year. We have 9 undergraduate scholarships. Then we have 3 graduate scholarships for graduate students in Ohio colleges and universities, and those are $5,000 each.
Another program is the Ag Biotech Academy.
To get activities and curriculum and supplies to go back and teach about biotechnology through agriculture in their science classrooms.
For more Voice of Soy programs, visit brownfieldagnews.com.
The annual Coshocton Hot Air Balloon Festival at the Coshocton County Fairgrounds, presented by Frontier Power, is June 9th through the 11th. The Midway opens on Thursday at 4 p.m., and there will be a 3 balloon launch at 7 p.m. Friday, the Midway opens at 11 a.m., there's a balloon launch at 6:45 p.m., music by the R&D Duo at 7:15, and Night Glow is scheduled for 9:15. On Saturday, the balloon launch from the fairgrounds will be at 6:45 p.m. The Midway opens at 11 a.m. with activities for the kids all day. The Victorious K-Birds are playing at 6:30 p.m., and fireworks are Saturday, June 11th at 9:45 at the Coshocton Hot Air Balloon Festival, and you are invited. All balloon launches are weather permitting. Free admission, free parking, free grandstand.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
The Treasure Trove in Newcomerstown has the area's largest selection of estate items, hardware, household goods, pet supplies, glassware, toys, tools, comics, antiques, collectibles, vintage items, and consignment items. With over 4,000 square feet of inventory, you'll find something to take home from the Treasure Trove, 223 West Main Street in Newcomerstown. Closed on Tuesdays, but open every other day from 10 until 7.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Nice forecast, especially after what we experienced yesterday evening. Mainly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow afternoon, 20% chance of rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. 62 degrees currently in Coshocton. We're going to have open phone lines for most of next hour to talk about whatever is on your mind, and no shortage of things to chat about, but no shortage of things to do and to see and to hear here in Coshocton this summer. There's a summer concert series. We just spoke with the folks from the Pomeroon Center and the Art Park, and Yumbambay coming to the Art Park on Saturday, and also the Cardinal Chorale is preparations are underway for their tour, which begins this Saturday. And we have here in the studio Cardinal Chorale, a staff member, and also Cardinal Chorale members Lauren Johnson and Kaylin Shalosky. And good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Matt, a little brief history, if we could, of the Cardinal Chorale. What is the Cardinal Chorale?
Sure. Well, Coshocton's a pretty lucky community. Mr. Charles R. Snyder founded the Cardinal Chorale back in 1995. So the current incarnation is the 26th season of these singers. They are selected from all over the state of Ohio, and they go out and present their mission of goodwill through song to communities all across Ohio, and have been selected over the years for many great performance honors as well.
And how many members are there in the choir?
The group is about 40 members, mm-hmm. Which is really handy when we get ready to go on tour. We all fit on one coach together, so that can be pretty handy. And we zip around for 6 days taking our song on the road.
And many of the singers from around here, as we will hear in just a moment, but from all over Ohio. What's the farthest away that your members come from? How far
We've
away?
Actually, in the last few years, had some members come to us from the states of Indiana, mm-hmm. Kentucky. You know, it's sort of a regional thing. But for the most part, we tend to draw from all regions of Ohio. There's a good network of Ohio choral music educators that often will send us their recruits from their school programs. So We just select the top of the pack and have a great time working with them.
So this is something that clearly there are auditions for.
Yes, students who apply for the Cardinal Chorale's workshop, which is our main event at the beginning of a season, will submit an application with their teacher's recommendation. They give a short recording of their voice, and usually we can find a place to include them in the ensemble.
Is it high school, college? What age group are we looking at
here? It's a great question. So students who have finished grades, we say 9 through 13, so freshmen in high school up to freshmen in college, can apply for the workshop, and then we proceed throughout the year to have a couple of concerts together throughout the months, and then the following June, that group takes their concerts on tour, and that's what we're at for this year.
How did the Cardinal Chorale gain the reputation in order to attract students or singers from all over Ohio and beyond?
We owe a lot to Mr. Snyder and to his reputation among choral music educators. He's been well connected through the Ohio Music Education Association and other Ohio Choral Directors Association for a number of years, and the chorale has actually been invited to sing at a lot of those statewide events. So it's something to just hear that group in person. There's something just very special about it that I think a lot of people connect with, and we've been lucky to continue the legacy.
Are there similar types of groups scattered around the country?
There are. Most of the honor choirs tend to be more regional, you know, maybe a couple of counties together sort of thing. And they may just have one big event in a year. The Cardinal Chorale's model is that we start by learning a lot of music at once and then throughout the year pull some things out to do. We have a traditional concert in Pickerington after Christmas. They come back to Coshocton in February, usually for a reunion concert. Sometimes we have other small invitations. But then the big mama is, of course, this six-day tour in June.
And are most of the singers in the choir, are these, I would take it they're pretty serious musicians that plan to maybe have music as part of a career or at least part of their lives moving forward?
I think our members can speak to that probably more in a little bit, but definitely I would say these are kiddos for whom music is something that's really important to them. It has been a place where they have felt safe to be themselves in their, you know, own school programs, and they know by applying for an experience like this, they're going to be grouped together with other kids who have the same interests as them. And we always say the music on the risers depends on the quality of the interactions and the relationships we have off the risers. So the social interaction of this group is something that's really important too and makes a big difference in our sound.
Matt, what type of music does the Cardinal Chorale sing?
You're going to hear a little bit of everything when you hear the Cardinal Chorale sing. You're going to hear some old standards back from the group's inspirations of Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians or Paul Christensen's Concordia Choir, those sorts of historical choral sounds. But they're also singing new arrangements all the time. You're going to hear a little pop music, a little from stage and screen. The theme for this year's tour is Let There Be Music. I think especially in a time where for a couple of years we have not been able to tour in the same way and many people did not have musical opportunities that they counted on in the last few years. It's finally time to reopen the world and kind of get back out there. So Let There Be Music.
How did the Cardinal Chorale hold it together during COVID in the last couple of years?
It was a tough time. Like any group of people who were kind of away from their support system, I think a lot of our folks thought, this is something that I really miss. I know that it, you know, can't happen for certain reasons, but it is kind of leaves a hole in your soul. And so we were able to keep in touch through some digital means. We released some extra videos during that time that were especially created for our members to stay connected. And we were lucky enough to have the workshop last summer at Muskingum University. We still had a lot of, you know, masked singing and all that kind of stuff going on. But the good news was because we were able to do that, we're in a place where today we'll be ready to go on tour this week. So
The tour begins on a Saturday and will culminate with a concert here in Coshocton at Roscoe United Methodist Church next Thursday at 7 o'clock. And everyone is invited to that. We'll take a break and come back and meet a couple of the members of the Cardinal Chorale, Lauren Johnson and Kaylin Shalosky, right after these words.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Hello there, Craig Abner with the Jeff Drennan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership on Otsego Avenue here in Coshocton. Summer is here and we have some sizzling deals ready for you. We are stocked with over 70 pre-owned vehicles, maintenance checked, fully detailed, and ready to go. We have over 50 one-owner vehicles in our lot to choose from, and with the majority of our inventory receiving good, fair, or great values per Car Gurus, there's only one place to stop to get a great deal this summer. Right here at the Jeff Drennan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership in Coshocton. Stop by or visit us 24 hours a day at cjdfcoshocton.com.
If they don't have it, you don't need it. Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out new items in the store and in their deli. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular annual maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call 740-545-9400 today or visit online at www.bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
You've heard of White Woman Street and White Woman's Rock. Who was this white woman so memorialized in Coshocton? She was Mary Harris, the first identifiable resident of Coshocton, a Mohawk peace emissary, and a kind grandmother. The book, Mary Harris, The White Woman of the Ohio Frontier in 1750, describes her entire life with new archival evidence. Available exclusively at the Johnson Hummock House Museum for just $15.
At Advantage Tire and Audio, we strive to meet your automotive and side-by-side needs. You already know us for our awesome deals on tires and wheels, but did you know we have parts and accessories in stock for your side-by-side as well? Whether you want to make your side-by-side city compliant or the baddest on the trail, we have you covered. Check us out online at tireandaudio.com, where we make financing easy, or call 740-295-9200.
Mostly cloudy today, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear with the lows in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain is 20%. 64 degrees currently in Coshocton. Going to be a pleasant day. And hopefully get a chance to spend some time outdoors. Probably have to pick up sticks today, though. We are back again with the folks from the Cardinal Chorale, originating right here in Coshocton. Now it includes the singers from all over the state of Ohio and beyond, and a couple of those singers here in the studio with us as well. Kaylin Shalosky is alongside right now. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi.
And Kaylin, how long have you been a part of the Cardinal Chorale?
I joined the chorale in the summer of 2019, and I kind of did it the untraditional way, where I subbed for tour for someone who couldn't make it. So I joined that way versus auditioning for the chorale, but I've been in since 2019.
Were you still in high school then at the time?
Yeah, I just finished my sophomore year, junior year probably.
All right. Are most of the singers in it, do they start out as a freshman in high school or sophomore, or sometimes joins later like you did?
I think it depends on when you hear about the chorale, honestly. If you're local, you probably know more about the chorale than people who don't know about it. So I would say usually people like to stay in it their traditional 5 years, usually.
And what was your inspiration to become a part of it?
I feel like I was the chorale's, not number one fan, but I was a huge fan. I went to a lot of the concerts, and I remember Matt specifically saying that whenever I was first in the chorale. And I went to a lot of their concerts. I always went to the Christmas one in Pickerington. And that was just because a lot of my friends from Riverview were in it, and that's how I first heard about it personally. And then there's also the Youth Chorale in Coshocton, so that's kind of like a step to Cardinal Chorale, I think, and that's another way I heard about it.
So what is it that made you their number one fan, or what is it that you like about the Cardinal Chorale and the style and being a part of it?
I just like the passion of how everyone from different parts of the state can come together and make one, like, just beautiful thing. It's like nothing else I've heard. Like, I was in school choir, obviously, but it's just coming together with people you don't know, but all being on the same page is something so unique and something that I really wanted to support and be a part of.
And where did you say Muskingum? Was that where do you go to college?
I go to Muskingum.
Okay. What are you studying there?
Media production and theater.
And so music, you know, with theater, music is a part of it then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of when you major in theater, or when that's your line of study, do a lot of productions, public productions?
Yeah, I do a lot of the tech side of theater, and same thing with media production. I do radio at Muskingum, and I just finished being the music director there, so that was something that kind of guided me. Being in chorale is something, keeping that after you're out of high school choir, is something you can still be a part of, even though you don't really have the time to be in your school's choir. So that's another thing I think is unique about the chorale. You're not committed to it all the time, and you start in July. Then you don't see each other until Christmas, and then you see each other 2 months later, and then you don't see each other until summer again. So But it's like you're always on the same page. You just pick up right where you left off.
Are you to the point now where you are narrowing down a career focus, what you specifically would like to do after college?
Yeah, yes and no, I guess. I obviously want to do something with media, but I also want to keep theater in it too. So I do radio there, and I feel like that's where I want to start out, is just doing radio a little bit. But I think ultimately I'd want to do something with public relations and theater, just so I can combine both the media and the theater aspects of my passions.
All right, and so you get together for this tour, and then at Christmas, twice a year, right?
And then we have our reunion concert, so about three big concerts before we go on tour.
And so tell us a little bit about the preparations for this tour. When will you or did you get together for the first time this summer?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, our first day will be tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll rehearse most of the day, then we'll get some rest, and then we leave Saturday for tour, and we just go to a few different venues.
Okay,
Three new ones this year.
So you get together for the first time, first rehearsals tomorrow.
Yes.
Your first concert Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't faze you guys at all.
No.
Okay. How many songs do you have in the concert or in the repertoire approximately?
40.
Okay.
Ish.
Are there songs that you were familiar with ahead of time?
Well, we practiced all these songs last summer,
okay.
So we spend the whole workshop practicing these songs, and then we don't sing them again until December, and then we don't sing them again until our reunion, which is about 2 months later, and then we have from February until June off, and then we just pick it up and perform it.
Do you get some time to go off and, I don't know, have dinner together or go see things together and socialize and network, or is that what you're doing when you're on tour?
Yeah, so all of our concerts are in the evening throughout the week. They're all at 7:30, except for our last one, and Coshocton's at 7. So during the day, we get to do some fun things. I remember going to a couple museums when I went on tour. The last time I went was 2019, so it was kind of a while ago. But we go to some museums, do some, I guess you could call it sightseeing. It just depends on where you're going. I feel like the staff does a really good job making sure we are enlightened with where we are and learning about where we are and not just performing a concert. Obviously, we all have that passion for music, but we also have that passion for socializing with one another and building that friendship and just keeping the cross spirit really strong.
Well, Lauren, I'm going to ask you about all the different venues, mm-hmm. but Kaylin, anything else you'd like to share with us about your experiences with the Cardinal Chorale and what folks can expect to see and hear on Thursday?
Yeah, I would just say it's like nothing else that I've ever done before. It's something I really hold near and dear to my heart, and I'm really passionate about it and really grateful for the opportunity. And I think if you can make it to just one of our concerts, it'll be really touching for you in the same way, because that's kind of what we want to do. We just want to bring everyone together in spirit with song.
Okay, very good. That next Thursday at 7 o'clock, that will be the concert here in Coshocton, but several other concerts ahead of that. And that is Kaylin Schlosky, also Lauren Johnson, also a Riverview graduate here in the studio with us, a member of the Cardinal Chorale. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
And how long have you been a part of the Cardinal Chorale?
Yeah,
starting high school?
I started the summer after my freshman year of high school, and I just graduated college, so 8 years, I think.
Okay, 8 years. Is there a time where you get kicked out, like Menudo, where you have to graduate and move on?
Usually, yes. The summer after your freshman year of college, so it's usually about a 5-year span that you can be in it, but with COVID, I was invited back for a bonus season so that I could finish out in a normal way rather than being interrupted by COVID.
Are there others that are in that situation as well, then?
Yeah, there's about 5 or 6 of us, I think.
Okay, so you're one of the elder statesmen then of the choir. Can you talk about that evolution from joining the choir when you were a freshman in high school to now being a college graduate?
Yeah, it's been quite the journey. When I was a freshman in high school, I was very timid. I was very shy. You would never have heard me on the radio. but joining the chorale has really, opened me up and kind of shaped me into who I am today, this more outgoing, more sociable person. And it's been really nice to have that constant to go back to. When I graduated high school and I went to college and then I transferred colleges, I was constantly meeting new people, doing different things, but it was always nice to kind of come home and sing with the same people that I've been singing with for 3, 4, 5, 8 years.
And did you say that you just graduated or you're about to?
I just graduated college in May.
So what's next for you?
I graduated with my Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration and Accounting. And right now I kind of took May to just be myself. And I'm applying to pretty much everywhere in Ohio who's looking for an accountant. And hoping for the best and seeing where that takes me.
So do you expect music to be a part of, not necessarily your career, but of your career or of your life moving forward?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I've been in choir since I guess, fourth grade. I was in Mr. Snyder's choirs in Coshocton, and then I was in school choir. I was in my college's choir. So I really love to sing. It just wasn't something that I thought I would want to make a career out of. So I will definitely be looking for some community-based choirs or a church choir. I've been in my church choir since I was a wee young thing. So, yeah, I definitely value music, and that's something I'm going to be looking for wherever life takes me next.
Well, we have shared with the listeners about the concert here in Coshocton at Roscoe Church next Thursday. What about the rest of the tour? Where are you starting off on Saturday?
Yeah, so on Saturday we are going to Marion, Ohio, which is somewhere we go to every year, I think. And there are a few churches in Marion who like to sponsor us, and they always invite us back every year. It's a good place to start out our tour. With a really nice and receptive audience who will pretty much love whatever we sing for them. And then after that, we are going to Dayton, Ohio, to Sulphur Grove Methodist Church, which is actually a new venue for us. I think we've been to Dayton before, but we've never been to this church specifically. And then after that, we're going to Portsmouth, Ohio, to another new venue. And then Fostoria and Powell, Ohio. And then that brings us to our Roscoe concert.
Okay. So scattered really all over the state. Do you spend the night in various cities, or do you come back to Coshocton each night? They're all over the place, so I imagine you stay in hotels. Or no, do you have sponsors?
We actually, I guess you could call them sponsors.
Okay.
For the most part this year, it's actually like chorale alumni or families who have had chorale singers around Ohio who are actually opening up their homes to us and allowing us to stay with them every night all around the state, which is another reason that I think our networking is so important in being able to stay for free with all of these people who have been impacted by the chorale.
Well, what are some of the pieces that our listeners can expect to see and hear on Thursday? Or what are some of the things that you would consider the highlights of the concert?
So, if you've heard the Cardinal Chorale before, there are a few returning favorites. Man of La Mancha is one of them. Our I Hear Music, Fred Waring section is another returning favorite. But we're also singing a few new ones that I really enjoy. Our like big opener is called Music in the Air, which is one of my personal favorites. And then we're also singing another big piece called The Awakening. It's kind of hard to put into words, but you'll definitely know it when you hear it. It's a really impactful piece that I think really speaks to like our mission and our theme this year.
What else would you like to tell to our listeners, Lauren, about your experiences with the choir or the concert or anything about the Cardinal Chorale?
Yeah, I love the chorale, and I think I speak for every chorale member when I say that. It's, like I said, coming home. It's like a breath of fresh air after time away. And everyone in the chorale, obviously we make great music, but it's family. It's a group of people who loves each other unconditionally, and I think that's something that we all need right now. So I would encourage everyone to come out and hear what we have to sing and maybe feel a piece of that family and that love come to you too.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Lauren, thank you for being here with us today, and we're back once again with Matt Downey. He's a staff member for the Cardinal Chorale, and specifically, Matt, what is your role with the choir?
I wear a lot of hats with the Party Corral, depending on the part of the season, but especially when it comes to this summer tour. I work very closely with Mr. Snyder as the tour manager. So I'm in contact with all of the sponsors, making arrangements for our visits, and each of our staff who are involved in the big project, you know, we have our sort of roles to play and make it all happen. It's all volunteer work, which we are very proud to do. A lot of us have been fortunate enough to sing with Mr. Snyder for many years as well, and so we really value what he brings to this community, to the state of Ohio, really, and it's important for all of us to make sure that he has the support that he needs to make that happen. So we're happy to do it.
Lauren mentioned that that Marion, you've been to that venue several times, but some of the others were new ones. How do you plan? How do you reach out? How do you decide who all is going to be on the tour?
Yeah, it's kind of like putting together a big jigsaw puzzle. You know, you might have a couple of ideas and think, okay, here's one city that's in the complete Northwest, and here's one city in the Southeast.
They all seem to be about 100 miles apart.
Yeah, we try not to spend any more time on the coach than like 3 hours at a gig, because that can be pretty tiring on the singer. But we've definitely had a great relationship with the tour company based out of Fostoria, Ohio, which is one of the reasons, of course, we're returning to that area, called Bliss Charters. And they've been really, really great on our tours each year. We load up in the morning. We head somewhere new. By that evening's concert, they will have sung something like 25 or 30 pieces in a concert. They go home with their host families, and we see them 10 hours later to do the whole thing all over again. And it's really invigorating.
I know I'm a broken record when I ask this, because I've been asking you and Mr. Snyder and the community choir members and Cardinal Chorale members and state choir members, but how do you put together a show with 40 songs with such a short amount of time for preparation?
I would say there are two answers. The first one is young people's memories are better than mine. So I know they can handle it really, really well.
So you were in the Cardinal Chorale.
Some years ago, I've sung for Mr. Snyder in many choirs over the years. The second answer is that, again, like the girls have spoken about today, the connections and the friendships that we try to make sure happen enhance the musicianship. And so when you are standing together with people that you really care about, singing words that mean a lot to you, it sticks more. There's something about the memories that are formed in those performances that make them last. And as Kaylin said earlier, it's kind of like just picking up with an old friend exactly where you left off, even if you haven't spoken in several months. And it's a just magic thing that he is able to make happen.
But nevertheless, the makeup of the choir is going to change somewhat from year to year. You might be standing next to a different person that year that might sound a little different to your right than to your left, and you got to make those adjustments.
Correct. And I would say in my position, one of the coolest things I get to do is watch the evolution of the chorale over each season. The workshop is sort of the first big event where we're sort of testing out. We've got new members, about half of the group new members, half are returning members, and we're sort of, you know, getting to know each other, living together for that week to make all that music together. And by the time we reach the ending, their premiere concert that they give at the end of that week is about 25 pieces of music, and it's just incredible what they can do. People have called it over the years Ohio's incredible singing machine.
Matt, what would you consider some of the highlights, or maybe new pieces, or some of the favorites that we can expect to hear at the concert?
Many folks around the area will have heard Paul Christensen's arrangement of This Is My Father's World, which has been a Cardinal Chorale favorite pretty much since its inception. And that's a piece for me that no matter how many times I've sung it, performed or listened to it, it still has that really strong emotional impact, just like it's the first time every single time. I really love the little music theater set that we've got, you know, songs from different Broadway musicals. There's some sacred music. There's some patriotic music. There's really something for everybody. And that's, I think, one of the things that makes this group so special. They do a little bit of everything.
What will be one or two of the songs that fall in the category of pop music?
Well, you might hear a lovely old song about a coal miner called 16 Tons, which is, I think, a favorite of the singers this year. They have a really great arrangement of that. You'll hear some American spirituals. One is called Hush, Somebody's Calling My Name. It's a beautiful spiritual arrangement featuring a soloist. Again, there's just going to be something for everybody.
And about how many of the members are from Coshocton County? And are all three of our county schools represented?
That's a great question. It varies year to year, mm-hmm. but of course, because this is our sort of headquarters, we do tend to have a pretty sizable contingent of this group from the area. We are proud this year especially to represent all three area schools.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Matt, what else would you like to share with us about the Cardinal Chorale or the tour or the concert next Thursday at Roscoe United Methodist Church?
Sure. I would just echo what our members have said today. I think that this is an experience that anybody will get a lot out of. And if you need something to do on a Thursday night, come on up to Roscoe United Methodist Church this week, 7 p.m. The Cardinal Chorale will give their final performance of the tour. It's sort of the grand crescendo of the whole thing. And it's, I think, as Lauren said, it's a feeling of coming home, of arriving and accomplishing something together that's going to make that night in particular really special.
Need to get tickets ahead of time?
There are no tickets in advance. Just show up at the door. But we will be collecting an offering in midway through the concert to help defray some of the costs associated with touring. So,
okay. Yep. So no cost for tickets. They are taking an offering, and there are costs associated with presenting this music after all. And Matt, Lauren, Kaylin, thank you all for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Matt.
This is Matt Downey, Lauren Johnson, and Kaylin Shalofsky from the Cardinal Chorale starting their tour this Saturday, culminating with the local concert at Roscoe United Methodist Church next Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. It's 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. Let's get our national and international news now from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Security will be tight at the U.S. Capitol tonight as the House January 6th committee reveals what it's learned in its almost year-long investigation into last year's riots.
Member Elaine Luria says it's a chilling story about a conspiracy to corrupt the entire government.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The panel's promising new and explosive information over a series of hearings, though it's unclear what that will entail. Republicans like Elise Stefanik are dismissing the entire probe as illegitimate.
It is a smear campaign
against Donald Trump and his backers. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy calls it a diversion.
What I wish they would really have a primetime hearing on is inflation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The hearing will be live on most networks at 8 this evening Eastern Time. Republicans are strongly against the gun legislation the House passed last night. Among other things, it would raise the age for buying a semi-automatic rifle to 21. Moments before the vote, Democrat Mike Thompson of California pleaded with his colleagues to vote for this bill, saying this shouldn't be about politics. It should be about protecting children from gunmen.
None of our careers are worth more than the lives of the children in this country. We need to pass this bill, and I hope we do it with a strong bipartisan support.
The bill passed mostly along party lines, but it's not expected to make it through the Senate. Iran is removing surveillance cameras from its nuclear sites. This from the UN's watchdog agency. It says that raises the risk that watchdog inspectors will not be able to track Tehran's advances in its nuclear program. More Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the total number collecting unemployment remains at a five-decade low. This is AP News. They're going to question former President Trump in a New York civil investigation. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Former President Donald Trump, his eldest son Donald Jr., and a daughter Ivanka have agreed to answer questions under oath next month in the New York Attorney General's civil investigation into Trump's business practices. A Manhattan judge has signed off on an agreement for the Trumps to give depositions starting July 15th. However, Trump can still ask the New York Court of Appeals to overturn the decision that requires his testimony. New York Attorney General Letitia James began investigating Trump in 2019 after his former personal attorney Michael Cohen told Congress that Trump had a history of misrepresenting the value of assets to gain favorable loan terms and tax benefits. I'm Mike Gracia.
They're going to phase out sales of plastic water bottles at national parks over the next decade. That targets a major source of pollution. The order is from the Interior Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. We have open phone lines now, and we will until 11 o'clock, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And a lot to digest there from the AP News, and not the least of which is, well, maybe it is the least of which is, bottled water no longer available at national parks. The water bottles, a major source of pollution, and really shouldn't be, whether you're in a national park or anywhere, that if you've got a bottle of water, if you've got anything, just keep it in your car or in your backpack or on your person until you find a trash can. So we can talk about that if you would like. We can talk about inflation. We can talk about whatever else is going on in your world today, whether it's gas prices or whether you want to talk some sports. The Guardians got off to a late start yesterday. I didn't think they were going to play. I didn't stay up. I went to bed early last night, but the Guardians were in a delay. I looked at the radar and said to myself, self, they ain't going to play. And found out that, well, they won. So we can talk about that if you would like. The Guardians back at 500. We can talk about the weather that moved through our area. And there were some reports of some downed trees and some cases across a roadway here and there. But by and large, Coshocton County, when you look at the whole state, was spared the brunt of it, the worst of it, missed Coshocton County, although we did get to see some. Well, we had some storms move through the area. There was at least one confirmed a tornado in Ohio, and some high winds and heavy rains and severe storms elsewhere in the state as well. A whole bunch of them. In fact, I had the TV on yesterday, and the regular routine is news at 6 o'clock, Jeopardy at 7, and then perhaps the Guardians or something else after that. And all of the local stations were, and justifiably so, concentrating on the weather because there was some dangerous weather moving around the state. So no Jeopardy. And it got to the point, I'll see what else is on, and ended up tuning to PBS. And became fascinated until bedtime with a documentary about Benjamin Franklin, of all things. And I thought I knew a lot about Benjamin Franklin, but I learned a lot more, and much of it was kind of filling in the blanks or more details about what I already knew. For example, his experimentation with electricity. He didn't discover electricity per se, but learned a little bit more about its potential and what it could do. He invented the lightning rod. He was an intellectual, and no question about that. Found himself at home in London, having intellectual discussions with other smart people. He was a very good diplomat, good with people, knew how was a good diplomat, knew how to talk to people and persuade people. He was a publisher, and I didn't see the very beginning of it. I didn't see the very end of it, but fascinating show, and this was on PBS. Phone lines are open to talk about any of the things that I mentioned, anything that was in the AP News, anything that our guests have talked about this morning. We have concerts here in Coshocton County throughout the summer. We talked to the folks from the Cardinal Chorale. We talked to the folks from the Pomerene Center. So a couple of concerts coming up here in just the next week. One at Saturday at the Art Park, and the Cardinal Chorale a week from today at Roscoe United Methodist Church. So those are all just suggestions. If there is something else that you want to bring up, give me a call. We have nothing but open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. So let's get started. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Do you have a long to-do list and a short amount of time to deal with insurance coverage? Let the multitasker's best friend, your local Grange independent agent, use their expertise to save you money.
At the Jacobs Bannon Agency, the Grange independent agent, we're specialists at comparing insurance companies and rates for busy people. Contact the Jacobs Bannon Agency at 622-1796 or visit our website at www.jacobsbannon.com.
Products not available in all states.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Tune in to Brownfield's Peers on Profit Conversation, sponsored by AGI, where Midwest farmers discuss grain storage efficiency and profitability. Go to brownfieldagnews.com to watch the latest.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm A.J. Schreiber. At Jeff Drennan Ford, we have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. Stop in and see me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the lower 50s, and tomorrow mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain is 20%. Right now it is 64 degrees in Coshocton. The phone lines are open, and we are looking for our first phone call of the morning. Right now, let's take a look at this date in history. This is Thursday, June the 9th, the 160th day of 2022. There are 205 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history: on June the 9th, 2004, the body of Ronald Reagan arrived in Washington to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda before the 40th president's funeral. In 1732, James Oglethorpe received a charter from Britain's King George II to found the colony of Georgia. In 1870, author Charles Dickens died in Gad's Hill Place, England. In 1915, guitarist, songwriter, and inventor Les Paul was born in Waukesha, Wisconsin. In 1940, during World War II, Norway decided to surrender to the Nazis, effective at midnight. In 1954, during the Senate Army McCarthy hearings, Army Special Counsel Joseph N. Welch berated Senator Joseph R. McCarthy of Wisconsin, asking, "Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you no sense of decency?" In 1969, the Senate confirmed Warren Burger to be the new Chief Justice of the United States, succeeding Earl Warren. In 1972, heavy rains triggered record flooding in the Black Hills of South Dakota. The resulting disaster left at least 238 people dead and $164 million in damage. In 1978, leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints struck down a 148-year-old policy excluding black men from the Mormon priesthood. In 1983, Britain's conservatives, led by Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, won a decisive election victory. In 1986, the Rogers Commission released its report on the Challenger disaster, criticizing NASA and rocket builder Morton Thiokol for management problems leading to the explosion that claimed the lives of seven astronauts. In 1993, the science fiction film Jurassic Park, directed by Steven Spielberg, had its world premiere in Washington, D.C. In 2020, hundreds of mourners packed a Houston church for the funeral of George Floyd, a black man whose death during a Minneapolis arrest inspired a worldwide reckoning over racial injustice. 10 years ago, Spain became the fourth and largest country to ask Europe to rescue its failing banks. However, the bailout was averted. Also 10 years ago, Maria Sharapova won the French Open, defeating Sari Errani to complete the career Grand Slam. 5 years ago, punching back a day after he fired FBI director's damaging testimony, President Donald Trump accused James Comey of lying to Congress and said that he was 100% willing to testify under oath about their conversations. Also 5 years ago, actor Adam West, TV's Batman, died in Los Angeles at age 88. And there were a lot of one-of-a-kind shows, but few as unique as the 60s series Batman with Adam West. Took a comical, campy approach to the superhero. 1 year ago, the sponsor of the Keystone XL crude oil pipeline said it was pulling the plug on the contentious project after Canadian officials failed to persuade the Biden administration to reverse its cancellation of the company's permit. The partially built line was intended to transport crude from the oil sand fields of Western Canada to Nebraska. The XL crude oil pipeline was never opened. The White House dropped executive orders from the Trump era that were intended to ban the popular apps TikTok and WeChat. Officials said there would be a new review aimed at identifying national security risks with software applications tied to China. Today's birthdays: media analyst Marvin Kalb is 92. Sports commentator Dick Vitale is 83 today. Rock musician Mick Box of Uriah Heep is 75. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Dave Parker is 71 today. And Dave Parker, one of the heroes of, let's see, what year was it that the Pirates won the World Series? Was it 77, 78? Somebody help me out here. But also went on to have a great deal of success with the Cincinnati Reds after his Pirates day. Film composer James Newton Howard is 71. Mystery author Patricia Cornwell is 66. Actor Michael J. Fox is 61. Writer-producer Aaron Sorkin is 61 today. Actor Johnny Depp is 59. Actor Gloria Rubin is 58. Gospel singer-actress Tamela Mann is 56. Rock musician Dean Felber of Hootie and the Blowfish is 55. Rock musician Dean Denning is 55 today. Musician Ed Simons is 52. Bluegrass singer-musician Jamie Daly of Daly and Vincent is 47. Actor Michaela Conlon is 44. Actor Natalie Portman is 41. Actor Mae Whitman is 34. And actor Lucian Labiscount is 30 today. 10:28 is the time. We have open phone lines for the remainder of our program. So if you want to talk about anything I mentioned, anything else, or you want to piggyback on some of our guest topics, by all means, give me a call. Let's take our first call of the day. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
I do not own a gun, so I'm unclear of what this new bill is about that's going to go into effect of the permitless gun. I don't understand if they're not getting a background check. I don't know what all that entails. Also, there are conspiracy theories that people are praising the man that of the shooting in Texas, and they think that's encouraging others So I'll hang up and see what you have to say about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. 10:29 is the time. And whether there are people, I'm sure you could find somebody somewhere that would praise a mass shooter. If that is indeed the case, that doesn't reflect upon the whole groups of people on any side, any approach of the gun issue, the gun control issue, Second Amendment issue, whatever you you call it. I think that you would be hard pressed to find people, whatever their viewpoints on guns, that would praise the shooter. Although if you tried hard enough, you probably could find somebody. So we can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And the bill in the state of Ohio, I don't have the details in front of me, so I would have to look for that and make sure that I'm dealing only with straight up facts instead of trying to go from memory. So I won't try to tackle that one at this point in time. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We'll be back in just a moment.
June is Dairy Month, and at Pearl Valley Cheese, they're celebrating the entire month. They'll have specials throughout the store, plus on Saturday, June 18th, join them for Customer Appreciation Day. They'll have outdoor activities for the whole family, including large inflatables for the kids, food trucks, ice cream, and prize drawings throughout the day. Pearl Valley Cheese is located between Baltic and Fresno on State Route 93 in Pearl, and they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The annual Coshocton Hot Air Balloon Festival at the Coshocton County Fairgrounds, presented by Frontier Power, is June 9th through the 11th. The Midway opens on Thursday at 4 p.m., and there will be a three balloon launch at 7 p.m. Friday, the Midway opens at 11 a.m., there's a balloon launch at 6:45 p.m., music by the R&D Duo at 7:15, and Night Glow is scheduled for 9:15. On Saturday, the balloon launch from the fairgrounds will be at 6:45 p.m. The Midway opens at 11 a.m. with activities for the kids all day. The Victorious K-Birds are playing at 6:30 p.m., and fireworks are Saturday, June 11th at 9:45 at the Coshocton Hot Air Balloon Festival, and you are invited. All balloon launches are weather permitting. Free admission, free parking, free grandstand.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
This is Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Scott Damaro.
As this school year draws to a close, please take some time to thank the educators in your life for everything they've done day in and day out to help our students succeed. Let's face it though, Ohio's educators need more than your thanks. They need meaningful support and respect. They need to be appreciated as trained professionals. They need you to have their backs.
Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV Polaris, a preferred partner for Polaris. 2022 Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsmen are on sale at Valley ATV in Danville. Order yours now at Valley ATV Polaris on Jellaway Road in Danville, where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy.
Or go to valleyatv.com. See Valley ATV Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain is 20%. Currently, it is 64 degrees in Coshocton. The phone lines are open. And I want to phrase this carefully. The weather forecast today says mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s. Does not mention rain. But there is some clouds, so nothing in the forecast, nothing like rain or storms or showers that would indicate that a likelihood that there won't be a balloon launch this evening. But
Oftentimes, Mother Nature presents the balloonists with obstacles that aren't reflected in a weather forecast. So that being said, that there is a launch scheduled for approximately 6:30 this evening, and hope that they can get that launch in, and hope they can get them all in this weekend. The Hot Air Balloon Festival, something that folks look forward to each and every year. This is the 41st annual Coshocton Hot Air Balloon Festival. Free parking, free admission to the fairgrounds. Now, there's other things that you can do, such as rides and food that there are fees associated with that. Tethered balloon rides from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight in the infield. And that is $20 per person. So tethered balloon rides, and you go a few feet up off the ground. You got to be 42 inches tall. Anyone under 18 must have a parent, legal guardian sign a release for that. So the balloon flights are scheduled Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 6:30. And also tomorrow and Saturday mornings at 6:30 a.m. And phone lines are open to talk about the Balloon Festival or whatever else is going on in your world today. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I just want to put my two cents in on the gun control. First of all, you know, the government changed the drinking age from 18 to 21. Now they want to change the buying a rifle to 21. How about if they change the age limit to vote to 21 and go to the service at the age of 21?
Okay, yeah. They think if you got to be 18 or 21 for one thing, you should be 21 for the other.
Correct.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
All right. It is 10:36, so we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And that is an idea that oftentimes when we talk about the differences between the age requirements for certain things, whether it's drinking or whether it's going into the military or buying a gun or buying cigarettes, there are those that say, well, it should be either 18 or 21 for everything. What do you think? Give me a call. Phone lines are open till 11. Back right after this.
Recording artist Native Sons from Louisville, Kentucky will be rocking out the Army-Navy Garrison 628 this Saturday night, and you're invited. This Saturday night at 8 p.m., the band Chaos will open up for Native Sons. Non-members are only $5 to get in the door. Get to the Army-Navy Garrison 628 early to get a seat and have some great food before the big show at 8 p.m. The Army-Navy Garrison 628 is located at 133 South 6th Street in Coshocton.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe jewelry tells a story.
Whether it's the epic novel of a family heirloom passed down through generations,
or a romantic tale of the six-month dateversary necklace he bought you last week,
every story deserves to be told. And when you're ready to add a chapter to yours, commemorate the moment with a beautiful piece of jewelry from Dean's.
You won't find any plot twists here, just upfront pricing and full disclosure on everything we do.
Continue your story at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV Polaris, a preferred partner for Polaris. 2022 Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsmans are on sale at Valley ATV in Danville. Order yours now at Valley ATV Polaris on Jellaway Road in Danville, where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy.
Or go to valleyatv.com. See Valley ATV Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the lower 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain is 20%. Right now, it's 64 degrees in Coshocton.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com. for more information.
Readers of all ages will dive into the ocean depths this summer as the Coshocton Public Library presents Oceans of Possibilities during our 2022 summer reading program. Activities include ocean-related crafts, story times, scavenger hunts, book clubs, and more. Thanks to the support of generous donors in our community, prize opportunities will again be available for children, teens, and adults. To register and find more information about the summer reading program, stop in the library or visit coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? As a member of the Ohio Army National Guard, those dreams can become a reality. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program can pay 100% of your college tuition. As a proud member of the Ohio Army National Guard, you're eligible for the scholarship program as soon as you enlist, and you'll become a part of an elite group of men and women who've sworn to serve and protect their community, state, and nation. Start fulfilling your dreams today with an education that will help you land the career you've always wanted. To learn more information, contact me, Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter at 740-602-0577. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It is 20 minutes until 11 o'clock. Phone lines are open to talk about anything we've talked about so far this morning with our guests or our callers. We can talk about Benjamin Franklin, because yesterday we had so much on the weather, and I was just keeping an eye on our local Coshocton County radar that no Jeopardy and no Guardians game, so tuned over to PBS. And it was a Ken Burns documentary on Benjamin Franklin, and I learned quite a bit about Benjamin Franklin over the years, visited Philadelphia. And if you've ever visited Philadelphia as a tourist, they are all about their native son, Benjamin Franklin, there. He was truly a very remarkable founding father, and did so many different things. And I think it's fair to refer to him as an intellectual. He was a philosopher. He was always working on self-improvement. He was a statesman. He was a politician. He was a very good diplomat. He was a traveler. He was an inventor. And not just along one particular thing as well with electricity. He invented the lightning rod, which lightning rods still, how much, I know lightning rods are still in use. Somebody brought this up a few weeks ago. But lightning rods, they don't attract lightning, but if lightning does strike a structure, the lightning rod offers a path of least resistance for the lightning to be grounded rather than go into the structure and non-conducting materials and cause damage or fire. It's not foolproof, but it has lessened a lot of damage. Benjamin Franklin invented that, and he also invented a musical instrument, which I may or may not have heard of it before, but just learned about it yesterday, that he invented a musical instrument called the glass harmonica, not harmonica, but harmonica, A-R-M-O-N-I-C-A, which, when you look at it, looks like a series of, you know how when you take a wine glass and moisten your finger and rub it around the top of the glass and it makes a sound. It worked kind of on that principle, only this was a series of the glasses and arranged so to be able to produce chords on it. And Bach and others wrote music particularly for this instrument. So Benjamin Franklin, a remarkable founding father, not a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination, but recognized his imperfections and constantly worked on them. It is 10:44. Phone lines are open till 11. And let's go ahead and take a phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Talking about lightning rods, when I was a child, I'm 82 now, but when I was a child, every place that we lived, we had lightning rods on the house. And some people argue, well, it would draw lightning. But all the lightning rods were, there was three, one on each corner of the house, and then it went across, and there was one in the middle. And they both went down, I mean, all three on the corners, it went down and was grounded into the ground. And I can remember a lot of times that if we didn't have those, our house would have been struck by lightning, and it would have burned up.
Yeah, that's what they're for,
I wish they had them now. I have a big house. I don't own it, but I wish there was lightning rods on it. So what do you think of that?
I've seen ads along the roads, perhaps other people as well. It's a company that sells lightning rods and lightning mitigation equipment. So that tells me, at least to some degree, lightning rods are still in use. Some of the older buildings that you see out in the country, you'll occasionally see lightning rods either on the homes or on barns. They don't seem to be in widespread use. So, my neighborhood, I don't think any of the homes have lightning rods. Now, most of them are one or two story homes. They aren't very tall, but still, if lightning strikes your home, what the lightning rod does is not doesn't attract the lightning, but if lightning comes in the vicinity, it will make it more likely that it'll strike the lightning rod. And offer a path straight to the ground, which is what the lightning rod. If there's no lightning rod, then the lightning will hit your wood home or part of your home that doesn't conduct electricity. And when it doesn't conduct, then it starts fires and causes destruction. That's how they work. So I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know how widely used lightning rods are these days. And if not, why not?
Yeah. I would like to have anybody call me that does know anything about that, that there is some place that I could order lightning rods and have them put on by someone. If they do, they could give me a call at 740-623-0659. Again, that number is 740-623-0659. And thank you very much for talking to me.
All right. Thank you for your call. 10:47 is the time. And, typically we don't use the talk show for soliciting for services. But what about lightning rods in general? Do you have lightning rods on your home or on your barn? And why aren't they in use as much as they used to be? Or maybe they are. I don't know. Phone lines are open. One thing that you can be sure of is that we have Benjamin Franklin to thank for it. It's 10:48. We'll be back right after this.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Bueller's Restaurant inside the Coshocton Bueller's now has new extended hours. The restaurant is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Bueller's Restaurant will have their Friday night fish fry continuing every Friday until 8 p.m. The next time you're shopping at Bueller's Fresh Foods, make sure you stop by the Bueller's Restaurant for a delicious meal off their menu or try their large selection of items on their salad bar. Don't forget, the restaurant's new extended hours are Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Readers of all ages will dive into the ocean depths this summer as the Coshocton Public Library presents Oceans of Possibilities during our 2022 summer reading program. Activities include ocean-related crafts, story times, scavenger hunts, book clubs, and more. Thanks to the support of generous donors in our community, prize opportunities will again be available for children, teens, and adults. To register and find more information about the summer reading program, stop in the library or visit coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so,
You may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin. And if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Thompson 99 is now open for dinner every Friday and Saturday with doors opening at 4 p.m. We offer a full menu and bar, weekly specials, and a great atmosphere. We are located at 509 Main Street in downtown Coshocton. For reservations, call 740-202-0258, extension 1004. Join us on your date night at the Thompson 99. We look forward to seeing you.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain is 20%. Currently, it is 65 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. Well, that's not that much time, about 8 minutes. So if you're going to call, call right now. This word from the county engineer's office. County Road 14 and 436 in Washington Township will be closed tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. for paving. And that will be from County Road 4 to the Muskingum County line. Again, that will be tomorrow from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., weather permitting. Amazon says in its second annual report that it prevented 4 billion bad listings from making it onto its site and got rid of more than 3 million phony products last year. Their results, released yesterday, were mixed compared with 2020 when Amazon blocked 10 billion listings and got rid of 2 million phony products. Did not realize that was that big of a problem on Amazon, but the story goes on. The Seattle-based e-commerce juggernaut also saw a decrease in complaints of intellectual property infringement in 2021, while growing the number of active brands on its site. Counterfeit sellers have long plagued Amazon and other e-commerce retailers, including eBay, and Amazon has stepped up efforts to fight it in recent years amid heightened scrutiny from brands and lawmakers pushing for anti-counterfeit legislation. So Amazon presented 4 billion bad listings. I'd like to know more than what the story says about that. What constitutes a bad listing? Is it a company or a product that they just don't deliver on? Is it a counterfeit product or a knockoff? 4 billion of them Amazon stopped the year before, or 2020 rather, Amazon blocked 10 billion listings. And what about eBay? Long ago, in the relatively early days of eBay, I was a frequent seller on eBay and have gotten away from it here in recent years. And I've sold things now and again, but the skyrocketing prices of shipping, which started going up, 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 long ago, that made it cost prohibitive or more difficult to sell your $10, $15, $20 item that you're going to have to spend $10 to ship. So what about you? Do you still sell things on eBay? And many, if not most, of what you see on eBay now are what would constitute, businesses. So phone lines are open to talk about that, if you like, and what constitutes a business. There is some gray area there that, between people selling stuff they don't want anymore and maybe producing some things in their basement to sell versus operating a full-blown business. There's some gray area, just like on Trading Post. The phone lines are open if you want to talk about that, but you got to call right now because we're running out of time. I'll be back one more time right after this.
Some would call 88-year-old Sally Jackson a lucky senior.
A few years ago, a family member offered to move in and care for Sally so that she wouldn't have to leave the comfort of her own home.
But soon after, one of Sally's neighbors, Carol, paid a visit. Unannounced.
Something wasn't quite right.
Sally's demeanor and physical appearance had changed.
Luckily, Carol was aware of warning signs that might signal elder abuse.
Such as bruises, poor hygiene,
isolation, depression,
appearing withdrawn or unusually quiet, as if to hide something.
When victimized, elderly people often feel ashamed, confused.
But an alert neighbor helped Sally.
Not all abused seniors are as lucky as Sally Jackson.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you and your loved ones prevent elder abuse. Know what to look for. Know how to report it to local law enforcement agencies.
To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part. It's SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'll leave you with this today. Another version of a story Jeremy had in the news earlier. It's the inflation you're not supposed to see, from toilet paper to yogurt to corn chips. Manufacturers are quietly shrinking package size without lowering prices. It's dubbed shrinkflation. and it's accelerating worldwide. In the U.S., a small box of Kleenex now has 60 tissues. A few months ago, it had 65. In the U.K., Nestle slimmed down coffee tins from 100 grams to 90 grams. Shrinkflation isn't new, experts say, but it proliferates in times of high inflation as companies grapple with rising costs for ingredients, packaging, labor, and transportation. That is the story that Jeremy had. And I noticed that a few years ago with coffee. In fact, they printed right on the coffee can, new size, exclamation point. And I'm like, yeah, new smaller size, same high price. And, well, thanks for all, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. I want to thank Matt Downey, Lauren Johnson, and Kaylin Shalosky from the Cardinal Corral for joining us. So they will be at Roscoe Church next Thursday at 7 o'clock. And I want to thank the folks from the Pomerine Center as well. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.